Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. I once heard that the definition of insanity was doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results. If that's the case, many people are financially insane. We can never get caught up on our bills, and yet we do the exact same thing over and over again every month. Evie and I were at that place in our finances several years ago. We tried to save money, but it seemed like every time we would get a few $100 saved up, something would come along and poof, it was gone. So the thought of saving up the money for a down payment on a house seemed nearly impossible. Remembering the definition of insanity, I decided that we needed to try something different. The first thing I did was to take advantage of my employer's 401k plan, which matched my contributions. The next thing that we did was to change our W-4s to married but withhold at higher single rate. Now, let me be very clear. This is not the best way to save money because you don't get any interest on it. But for us, it worked. By the end of the first year, I was able to cash out my 401k, which was only allowed because I was leaving that company, but the employer matching and the increase in company stock produced 3 times my investment, plenty enough to pay the penalty and taxes. Plus, our tax return that year was over $4,000. To our total amazement, within 1 year, we were able to save $6,000 to put down on a house. Now, I can already hear many listeners' thoughts. You're thinking, Paul, you just don't know our situation. We need every penny we get in our paychecks. Well, take it from someone who said the very same thing. You can do it. At first, you think the lower paycheck will kill you financially. Then you begin to adjust to it. And before you know it, just like us, you'll be buying your new home. And by the way, not only were our mortgage payments less than what we were paying in rent, our house increased $100,000 in value over the next 3 years, and that's money in the bank. I sincerely believe that God wants each and every one of His children to own their own real estate. But you'd better get busy, because He's not making any more of it. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.